something is sudden. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is the continuation of the message, The Benefits of Prayer.
Hallelujah. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in judgment, thou shalt what? Condemn. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. And their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. It's wonderful. That's amazing. Another thing, you see, if you're prayerful, you become a stable person. There are too many people who are not stable in the house of God. You see, givers are targets. I want to make that clear to you. Givers are targets. If you are a good giver in the house of God, you are a target. You got to understand that. Satan has you marked. It's not only God who marks you, Satan marks you. God marks you for blessings, Satan marks you for attacks. What does he seek? It's not your job. No, because he knows you're not doing it just because of your job. It's not your job. It's not your money, because he knows if he attacks your money, you get another one. What does he go for? He goes for the word of God in your life because he knows that's your secret. That's what he attacks. Because he knows that that's what changed your life. You were not a giver until you heard the gospel. You were not a giver until you heard the word that changed your life and made you a giver into the gospel of Jesus Christ. So he tried to take that away from you. Take that inspiration away from you. Because he knows, if he can do that, then you divert your resources to something else, which he needs too. He doesn't care that you put your money into anything, so long as it's not speeding up the gospel as the Holy Ghost wants. So give us our targets. Guess what? When there's a rumor in church, who are those defined first? The rumor mongers go for the givers in church. They're the ones Satan tells them, hey, go tell so-and-so. And they wake up, have you heard? What they're trying to do? Cut him off. They're the first targets in the church. Satan's looking for them. When there's grumbling in church, who are the first ones to get the information? They said the ushers are too proud nowadays. Who are they going to report the ushers to? Not the pastor, to the giver. They look for the sister who gives a lot. They look for the brother who gives a lot. And they go there and say, you know, there's a lot going on in church now. Ushers don't even greet people. Why are they telling them? Because Satan has them marked. And if they are not knowledgeable in the word and they've not been prayerful to be kept in the things of God, their ego will rise because in their giving they have secured the church. And now the ushers want to spoil things. So they say, which ushers? Because, you know, we've got power with the pastor. See, the ego is going up and it's about to destroy them. And so when they start pushing for a change, because they have their power block, and there's no change, I'm getting out of this church. In other words, I'm withdrawing my supplies from the church. What pride? How dare you? I'm withdrawing my services from the church. So what? They walk away? To punish the church for not listening to their voice. But the truth is, Satan had them marked. Now when they go out, they don't hear the same thing that changed their lives no more. They don't hear it anymore. They're gone from it. They're cut off from it. And gradually, the first thing is their joy goes down. They used to be so excited, but that joy is not there anymore. Bitterness comes up, replaces the joy. The love for the brethren has changed. Now they're divisive as to, we love these ones, and these ones are the bad ones. Before then, everybody was wonderful. Now it's some people that are wonderful, those who support them. What's Satan doing? Reducing their glory. Until you hear, that guy used to be a great giver in church. That lady used to be a great giver in church. Used to be. Givers are targets. The more you give in the house of God, if you're smart, the more humble you should be. And keep your eyes in the right direction. Have some stability in your life. Through the Holy Spirit. And keep your life full of joy. Don't let someone else bring some negative thing into your life to spoil this purity that's in you. Oh God. The joy of seeing others with the eyes with which God sees them. When you don't have all those negativities, you don't have those influences. I don't spend time thinking about the negatives. I have no time for that because I don't want them to change me. No. I stay on the positive. I stay on the positive. I like to stay with the good thoughts about everyone. You know, as a pastor, I would definitely know a lot of stuff about a lot of people. Make no mistakes about that. The ones that they tell me and the ones that God shows me. You see, so I would know a whole lot. But you see, I can't even think about the negatives because that's not for me. Philippians chapter 4. Turn to verse 8. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, not allegations. Hallelujah. See, but it's true. I saw it. It's true. No, you're making a mistake. What is dealing with there is something that lines up with the word of God. Because Jesus said, thy word is truth. Finally, my brethren, he says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure. Are you following this? Whatsoever things are lovely, oh God. Look at your life. Look at whatsoever things are of good report. If there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. I told you, until you do the word, you will be programming yourself for failure. You've got to do, this is the word. Are you there? Look at it. So think on these things. These are the things you set your mind on. When you set your mind on things that are less than this, you become the reflection of your thoughts. Imagine if your life is the reflection of these. Look at that. Truth. Huh? Honesty. Look at that. No, I just want you to see the beauty. Because the Bible says, as he thinketh, so is he. Your character is the reflection of your thoughts. And if you think like this, this is what you will be. But if you don't think like this, you'll be something different. Whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things, and they will be reflected in your life. I'm always full of joy. You can't take that from me. Always full of joy. See, this is not a preaching. Look at that. This is the flow of my spirit. It's not in my outline. It's my life. It's my spirit. I'm sharing with you. These are my cogitations. Do you understand? Hallelujah. Set yourself up for progress, for winning, and learn to speak prophetically about your finances. Don't wait for someone to do it for you. Let me tell you something. In the world, there are those who are pledged to the eradication of the gospel of Jesus Christ, but they are losers. They think to do anything necessary to cut off the gospel. And people like us who love to preach it because they say, we don't mind you being a Christian, but don't tell everybody. And we think we've got to tell everybody. And so they say, no, we don't like Christians like you. We like those Christians who are... Christianity is in the heart, they say. So keep it to yourself. And we say, no, the joy is too much. I can't keep it to myself. You got to tell somebody else. And then they say, well, then we punish you for it. And we say, well, you don't have the power to do it. They say, we see. And they want to use state power. But we understand we're greater than that. How do we do ours? On our knees.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. Oh Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe he died for me and God raised him from the dead. I believe he's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through him and in his name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah.
Wow. This message has been brought to you by Christ Embassy. 16053 Industrial Site, Zari, Chinhoyi, Zimbabwe. Worship with us on Sundays 9 a.m. Wednesdays 6 p.m. For inquiries or to share your testimonies with us, kindly call 077-520-2305. 077-284-3739 or email us at info@loveworldradionetworks.org.